Investigators in the Philippines allege a criminal organization carried out the murder of a popular radio host, and they say the National Chief of Prisons ordered the killing. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In revealing their case Monday, investigators said that Correction Chief Gerald Buntog, now out of the job, had the means and motive to kill the radio commentator known popularly as Percy Lapid, who dubbed his program targeting graft and corruption Lapid Fire. Government flowcharts show Buntog atop a command structure that relayed orders down to gang leaders inside the country's most notorious penitentiary. From there, investigator Eugene Javier says they orchestrated the killing of Percy Lapid on October 3rd.
He was driving his black Toyota Innova from his house to the studio when two persons riding a motorcycle in tandem situated themselves beside his car and fired three bullets, causing his instantaneous death.
Investigators insinuated that Lapid's frequent exposés about the prison's director general, including his alleged lavish spending, was motive enough to want the talk show host dead. The plot took a macabre twist when the alleged gunman who killed Lapid confessed and fingered a middleman who he said had arranged the hit from inside prison. That middleman was found dead in his cell. A second autopsy found that he had been suffocated to death with a plastic bag, held down, investigator Javier said, by his own gang members.
One usually seeks refuge and protection from his own gang members. The fact that they killed one of their own indicates that there were instructions from the top and the gang simply had no choice but to execute.
Investigators call their efforts a war against impunity and recommend charging Buntog and a deputy with murder in the deaths of both Lapid and the middleman. Buntog insists he's the fall guy in a case that has begun to peel back the rot in the Philippine penal system. The Justice Secretary called on him to surrender. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.